It's episode 198, and we've got plugins for Twitter cards, bulk deactivation, social display, character limit monitoring, and a plugin to get your content featured in Google News. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm John Overall, coming to you from the Southern California of Canada, Victoria, BC, where it's getting ready to go from cold to wet and warm.
Well, from the Southern California of Southern California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Well, that's what we like to bill ourselves here. We actually have palm trees growing on the streets here in Victoria.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. All right.
And banana trees in some spots. Depends on the little local climate zone here. So anyway, we've got the great show for you. Don't forget, we've got some stuff right off the top. You can get the show notes right over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, stop in at Stitcher Radio or the iTunes Store and leave us a review. We would greatly appreciate it.
That's right. We've got a couple of podcasts on our heels in the iTunes Store. So throw us a couple of reviews if you like the show. We can. I think we're in the U.S. store number 4 right now, John. So we need to get back in that top 3. So help us out, people. Give us a review at iTunes.
We need some help from the Canadians to get in there and give us some reviews so we can knock all the other people out of the top listings there.
Absolutely. And also remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And, of course, a little bit of self-promotion. Don't forget, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. So, myself, I do it by helping people fix their broken WordPress websites or doing a lot of consultation these days, helping people save themselves time and money when setting up or reconfiguring or redoing their WordPress website. You need some help in those areas? Give me a call, 818-850-7729.
And just an alert to everybody out there who's kind of used to me giving a specific promo code for GoDaddy. We've got a brand new one here to the show. Plugin 149. It gives you $1.49.com domains. That's the best deal you're going to find anywhere else on the internet. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's any.com for under $2. So do it right now while you're listening to the show.
Save yourself a few bucks. Get some great domains. All right, well, we're a little light on news a bit this week, eh?
Yeah, there's not a whole heck of a lot going on. One of my favorite plugins, Clef, is going to be integrating with a particular WordPress installer so that you can install Clef by default. And Clef is essentially a plugin that allows you to log in with your phone. So you just take a picture of the QR code, like the barcode on the screen, and it associates to your phone with two-factor authentication. So that's great news for the guys over at Clef. A lot more integration into WordPress. And if you'd like to check that out, go to getclef.com.
All right. Well, then I guess it's time to head off and meat potatoes this time, eh?
All right. Let's all head in.
Off we go. All right. The first plugin I've got for you this week is called JM Twitter Cards. And what this plugin does for you is it adds the Twitter card support to your WordPress website. And it doesn't only just add the support, it supports all 7 of the Twitter card formats. And it adds new metadata to your posts so you control the info that is pushed out there. And I had to do a little research myself because I really hadn't played with the Twitter cards. And what that is it's a little bit of extra information that goes into the Twitter feed that pops up where you can highlight image, graphics, HTML, other miscellaneous stuff in there. And this makes it real easy because it'll grab the information from your post and add it as a card. And it's a really nice one, works fairly easy, sets up decently. Give it a checkout. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating, and it's called JM Twitter Cards.
Ding, ding, ding to all you designers out there and social media consultants. Use this plugin, and it gives you kind of an advantage over maybe some other designers or social media people out there. If you can integrate something like this and then display the options that you're actually providing to your client.
No doubt.
Pretty good deal. All right, let's talk about Google News for a second. This plugin is called Google News Editor's Picks Feed Generator. What?
That's a long mouthful.
Here's what it does. Yeah, here's what it does. It basically is the most comprehensive RSS feed generator that is specifically tailored to meet the needs of people that want to optimize for Google News. Now, you have to create both a homepage and a section-based feed topic-specific feed to go to Google. It has different required feed images, names, titles, descriptions, all of that stuff. So if you'd want to get your content in Google News, this plugin is probably the easiest bridge that's going to get you there, because there's all kinds of custom meta stuff and some other things that you need to do in the edit screen, basically. So if you really have some good news and you're really consistent in the quality and the delivery schedule of your news, then Google News, you know, can generate a ton of traffic for you. I mean, I use Google News as my kind of go-to news service, and there are millions of people that do just like I do. So WordPress is a great conduit for blogging and news and RSS. We already knew about that. But if you'd like to take it one step further and get your content in Google News, this is an excellent plugin to help you do that. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that's a great idea to... Anything that gets you highlighted in Google is definitely going to help you out.
Yeah, I'm using this over at my WordPress news site, dailyplugin.com, which is right now just showing some plugins of the day. But we're going to expand that probably after the first of the year. And Google News is definitely one of those things that I wanted to take advantage of, because there's such few resources involved as far as WordPress sites that are in Google News. Anytime you ever see any kind of news about WordPress in Google News, it's generally press releases or that plugin developers or theme developers put out there. So it's about time that we kind of take over that space.
No doubt. Okay. Well, the next one I've got here, this is a plugin. Now, two of the biggest problems that occur in WordPress as you move along and as things upgrade and change is one, of course, is the ever-dreaded white screen of death. The other one is when you have plugins, everything's working along fine, and all of a sudden one plugin doesn't work correctly, or you had Windows that were working, they're not working, different things quit functioning. To solve that problem in WordPress, what you usually have to do is you have to go through and manually deactivate all your plugins and then start reactivating them one at a time until you get it broke. But even that doesn't always solve your problem. And sometimes you don't want to take down plugins, especially on a live site, when you have customers visiting your website. You want to be able to do this in groups. Well, this plugin is called Bulk Deactivate. And what it allows you to do is set up groups of plugins, and you can bulk deactivate them in groups. Like, after a while, you get to know which plugins sort of create problems, or you can look and figure out this plugin uses this and this one uses that and help determine it. So you can turn them off and turn them on in a much simpler way than mass turn off and extinction and then turn them on one at a time. And this is a great plugin, allows you to do all that. It also allows you to track which ones you turned on and off, because as you go through turning them on and off, the hardest thing is if you're running 20, 30, or 40 plugins, is remembering, did I turn that one off already? You just get confused. So this helps save all that trouble. Check it out. It's called Bulk Deactivate, allows you to manage your plugins, and works really nice for helping to diagnose an issue with plugins. And I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
Beautiful. I would also use that to A/B test with specific plugins. Yeah. So run one set of maybe the social display plus slider and all of that, and then run a second set and run A/B tests as far as speed and maybe even conversion rate.
That would work well too.
Yeah. Very nice. Thank you, John. The next one I want to talk about is called Post Slides. It is a responsive carousel plugin but it's not for images. It's for WordPress posts. And so what it does is it creates kind of what they call an owl carousel that it really is quite something to see kind of how the display is. It's something akin to how we typically would do carousels with images that would scroll from right to left, and then you click on an image and then it highlights it. Well, this is a little bit different. So this is a really cool way, even if you have just a basic theme, to put this plugin in, and maybe on a homepage or something like that where you have the, a specific page as your home, and then you go into the editor and under the reading settings and change it to that one static page. So if you do that, you can use a short code, and this will kind of responsively cruise by from right to left and display all of your posts. It's tough to describe here in an audio podcast, but from a visual perspective, it's absolutely fantastic. So I think everybody should at least check this out just to see it for the functionality standpoint. It is called Post Slides, and I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. That could be very nice and useful. Okay, the last one I've got here was referred to one of our wonderful listeners out there, Lucy Thomas. She sent us this plugin. It's called Simple Follow Me Social Buttons Widget. And I'm actually on the hunt now for a new social buttons widget due to the one that I've been using for a while is starting to create occasional glitches, and I'm not certain why. But at any rate, this one is checking out to be pretty nice. A couple of the nice features about it is, one, it does not use any images at all. It uses icons font, and it's ready for Retina display right off the bat. The nice feature about the icons font is you can go through, colorize the individual fonts, so you can give them some colorization, make them look pretty. You can set it up, customize it to fit the size of your site. It's got several adjustments in it, and it's got a choice of just about every social media outlet icon font ready to go. All right, and it's a really great one. Check it out. Give it a 4 Dragon rating.
That's pretty cool. And so does it load? What kind of fonts does it load?
They're icon fonts. They created an icon into a font. I know the process. I just never done it, and I understand the theory behind it, being that you're not pulling an image, you're pulling a font, so it's significantly faster to load. Even if you're only pulling a difference between 10K and 20K, it's still that much less stuff to have to download.
Yeah, and the crispness of the actual icon in a Retina display and all of that. Mm-hmm. So does it load this font internally within the plugin and the plugin structure, or calling out externally?
I assume so. I never dug into the code to figure out where it's pulling the font from.
Okay, well, I'm going to check it out because I think that's a great idea. Generally, you have to rely on images, and often that doesn't fit in with your theme styling. So I'll check that out myself. John, we're going to get a little meta right now. This plugin is called Character Countdown, and this is kind of a self-monitoring tool, and it allows you to set up a predetermined amount, let's just say either in posts, pages, or excerpts, and you get control over each one of those things individually as far as the characters. So let's just say for posts, I wanted to do a 10,000 character post, which is probably 500 words, I think, maybe a little bit more, maybe 500-700. That's your typical really nice big long review post. So I could set it up to maybe like 8,000 characters for posts, maybe 5,000 characters for pages, and 150 characters for excerpts. And so what it does is it forces you to keep going along until you've hit that specific threshold. And, it has an ongoing meter. So as you type, it's got a running count of how many characters are in the post. So it does a couple of cool things. It lets you monitor yourself, plus it gives you a running total as you work.
Nice.
So I gave this one a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Could be very useful. Make sure people are writing the right amount of content.
Yeah, I'm using it for myself.
Make sure you're writing the right amount of content.
I write about it. Yes, exactly.
Excellent. Well, in this episode here, I covered up the JM Twitter cards, gave it a 4 rating, which helps add that Twitter card support to your website, all the 7 formats. Bulk deactivate to allow you to deactivate plugins in bulk while setting them up in groups, making it easier to diagnose, which I gave a 4 to. And then the simple follow me social buttons widget, which I gave a 4 rating to get icon font widget buttons.
Excellent. I talked about Google News Editor's Pix Feed Generator. It's basically just a Google News bridge. I gave it a 4 out of 5. Talked about post slides, a really unique way to give you a responsive owl carousel. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. And we just discussed character countdown, which lets you determine the threshold and self-accountability for the editor of pages, posts, and in excerpts. And I gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. All right, and commercial time. Don't forget, if you're tired of the same old stock photography, time for change, check out Canada Stock Photo, featuring some great, unique, not found anywhere stock photo images. Check it out at canadastockphoto.com.
And if you're going to be using that first GoDaddy code that we gave in the show, you're going to need some hosting probably. And when you buy that, use promo code PLUGIN30 to save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length, including WordPress hosting. So save yourself some cash. Use GoDaddy code PLUGIN30.
And if you're not getting your daily dose of WordPress news, check out the WP Plugins Daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple of minutes, please stop in at iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio and give us a review. We would greatly appreciate it.
And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website, johnoverall.com, or send me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at WPPlugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.